Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer. I have Single Scott from singlescott.com. And also, CJ is in the studio with us today as well. What?
If you look at your radio and you can imagine this cast of characters arrayed across the speakers in front of you, I just want everyone to know that the boys today make an absolutely beautiful CJ sandwich.
That's a little weird.
That's too weird.
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't say there was going to be a double helping of meat. I'm just throwing it out there.
Way to start things off very awkwardly.
That Phil. The first hour or second hour?
Well, on that note, let's change direction totally and talk about more, more interesting, more uplifting things. Because you're blushing, CJ, aren't you?
Stop it.
Yes, because, we're planning on doing some more traveling here in a couple weeks. Greg's birthday bash. Yes, and I know that sounds like something I would have set up on my own, being that I have the ego I have. However, that was, believe it or not, that was the folks at Explorer Ventures came up with this plan. And it just so happened that one of our Scuba Radio Scuba cruises that we were looking at the week ended up being on my birthday, so they decided, hey, let's make it Greg's birthday bash.
Actually, here's what the folks at Explorer Ventures understand.
Okay.
If they say, let's have Greg's birthday bash, and as long as they call it that, they could just put you and one other person in a tub and float you out in a lagoon for a week, and you would be as excited as possible.
As long as that tub was loaded up with booze.
There we are.
Yes. Then I think it would be a good thing. And that may be the case. I don't know. I know we're planning to bring a few extra goodies to this live aboard. And to help me describe what we're planning is Clay from Explorer Ventures. And he's on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, Clay?
I'm doing good. I'm sitting here watching it snow. I wish I was sitting in some warmer weather.
Yes. Well, we're down in Orlando. Hey, we have great weather here today. And it's probably about 80 degrees. Sun is shining. And I guess all I can say is glad I'm not you.
Well, I can say that as far as the weather, it's not that here.
Well, okay, fair enough. But you know that, like CJ pointed out in hour one on some of this stuff, it makes you appreciate the finer things in life when you have to go through hell to get there. Sometimes, is that true?
That's very true.
And you guys specialize in providing that experience to people around the world, to divers at the desk that go on these live aboard trips with you guys at Explorer Ventures. Now, this birthday bash, May 16th to the Turks and Caicos, it is shaping up to be, from what I see, one of the coolest adventures that we have done to date with you guys. What do you think?
Oh, I think it's going to be great. Jean-Francois is going to be the captain on board once again. I think you've been with him before.
JR's back.
JF, yeah.
Or JF, yeah, yep. Yeah, JF, right. Cool, yep. All right. So, yeah.
Captain on board, we've been having some excellent diving down there, and as you said, I live in Wyoming, so it's nobody appreciates getting down to warm weather and warm water more than we do.
Yes, yeah, you live in Wyoming, but the office is in the Turks and Caicos when
exactly.
You can make it, I guess, right?
Exactly.
So we got a few things to add to the mix. I mean, first off, let's just talk about some of the diving in Turks and Caicos, and then I'll talk about some of the things we've thrown into the pod to kind of spice things up a bit. One of those being Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model. But we've already discussed that at length, and I think people understand what I'm, where I'm going with that. But just the diving off the Turks and Caicos is really, really good. I mean, I've had I've been on that boat twice already, and I got to say, just the clarity of the water has been probably some of the best I've ever experienced in the 12 years of doing scuba radio. Is that something that you've heard from other passengers on board the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2?
Oh, we hear that all the time, definitely. Lots of clear water, big pelagics, a lot of great wall dives, reef dives, high adrenaline type stuff. It's a fun trip.
Yeah, and you know, you're kind of out there off of the coast of Provo, Provincia de Leales. I don't think I said that right.
Yeah, that wasn't even close.
Yeah, Provo. and CJ was on that trip, the last one we went on. That was quite an adventure, wasn't it?
It was ridiculous. It was amazing.
You know, the thing is, you cruise out from Provo, and then you kind of you cruise through the Turks and Caicos Islands, but a lot of the less populated islands. And even some, we took a little dinghy out to a sandbar one afternoon and did some videotaping. And
actually, everybody else went out in a small boat and took you as the dinghy to the sandbar.
No, thank you.
That's not how I remember it, but that could have taken place. I don't really remember all of that happened on board because they do provide booze.
Was that the week we tried to leave them on French Key? And
that's what it was.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Yeah, yeah, but these little sandbars, these little. Cuts in the reef that are kind of like little lagoons there in these little, these small little out islands of the Turks and Caicos are amazing places to be on the planet. I mean, you just look around and you're like, oh my God, I'm in a postcard. And it's quite amazing scenery to get some great pictures and video. Which
I think
which
I've gotten that postcard with you in it in a really small bikini, and it says "Wish you were here." Is that the postcard you're talking about?
That wasn't a real big seller, was it?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
All right. Never mind.
Yeah. Please don't bring that up again. But yeah, actually, the screensaver on my laptop computer that I have right now is a picture from the sandbar. There on our Turks and Caicos liveaboard trip. So just the scenery topside will just blow you away. And of course, the underwater attractions being so clear water, it really is very conducive to getting some great underwater photography and video. And, as we talk about that, one of the things on this particular trip, May 16th in the Turks and Caicos, is that we're going to bring some Bonica high definition underwater video cameras for people to use on the week, so they will be able to document their vacation and our little experience with them. They may want to throw Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, in a shot or two. You never know. Get her in high def and that kind of thing, and capture the moment and actually learn how to use this system, which is, hey, it's pretty much point and click. Really.
You make this sound like it's such a big deal. I'm sure that every place you go diving on vacation, you can rent a state-of-the-art equipment. Video equipment for absolutely no money. I'm sure that happens. Wait a second. Now that I think about it, it probably does. Never happens anywhere, does it?
Exactly.
Oh, dear.
And if that weren't enough, I got some other photography equipment, still cameras. I think the folks from ReFoto are going to help us out.
This time, take out that disc with your own pictures from home on it.
Jeez,
please.
Man, I think I'd learn. But the big thing, or I mean, if that weren't enough, I mean, these systems are like $15,000, $2,000 systems that we're going to let people play with. An experiment with through the week. Oceanic has threatened to send me some of their heads-up displays for people to try for
the
week.
Those are the coolest darn things.
Now, I have one of them, and I can tell you I've been diving with it for over a year now, and it is one of the coolest dive pieces of dive gear you could ever own.
CJ, has he ever let you borrow his heads-up display?
Never!
No, not that I recall.
It's pretty cool to, instead of having to go down and check your gauges, which I still do, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how long you have to use it before you say, I can trust it.
Yeah. Well, no, but the computer is built into
right,
your mask.
Exactly right. But and I look at amazing. It and I say, is that right? So I go down and check my gauge, which says the exact same information. I mean, the exact same information, but, oh well. But I mean, it's right there. So all the time when you're diving, it's right there within eyesight.
God, Bill, do you use an abacus, too? That's so 2006.
Luckily, yeah, he's not coming, Clay.
I dive with a slide rule.
But if he were, he'd be able to play with one of those for the week. So we got a lot of extra goodies that we're throwing into the mix here. And rumor has it that we may even leave an item or two with some of the passengers. So if
you are a little slumpy.
If you yeah. So yeah, if we leave anything,
there's almost
on the boat,
no accounting for any of this equipment.
But the folks that are going to join us on this trip, they are going to, I think they're going to have a good time, even if we didn't bring all this extra stuff to the mix. You think, Clay?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the way it's going to work. But you know, we'll have to see whether, you know, I don't know, Wednesday, Thursday-ish, you're floating around in a dinghy full of beer somewhere.
Yes. Well, that may happen, but the good thing is they'll be able to capture it on video and be able to, you know, report home.
Well, and if we do that, I don't know if the party will end when you leave or start when you leave. So.
Yes. Well, exactly. You got to do what you got to do. So that's May 16th. I believe there may be a spot or two left. It's pretty filled up at the moment. But
does Kelly have a roommate?
That's what Jimmy the Helper Boy is for. I don't think he's a roommate as much as butler. Appropriate term to use there.
Yeah.
But that's May 16th in the Turks and Caicos. Call up Explorer Ventures. Book it now. We're also doing a similar demo week type of adventure, if that week doesn't work for you. August 8th in the Southern Bahamas. That's out of Georgetown Exuma. And then again in September 26th, which will go out of Freeport, Bahamas. And that week, we're actually going to be diving and snorkeling with wild dolphins. So, and then you add all the elements, like all the demo stuff to play with for the week. The folks from Divers Alert Network, there's going to be somebody on board on the September trip as well. So these are some great trips we have coming up with our friends from Explorer Ventures. And Clay, you're even going to come on one of these, hopefully, right?
I'm going to try, but, you know, I'm just sitting here thinking, people tell me I don't have a real job. Good grief.
Yes. Well, hey.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing, though, Clay. If your job were any better, I don't know where we'd put you. I mean, the balance here is you're in Wyoming, and it's snowing, and it's almost May. So this is the balance that we're looking at here, Clay.
Well, okay, fair enough.
Yes. So I live vicariously through your pain and then go out and live the high life, I guess. I don't know how that works. It's good stuff. Now, there's a lot of specials on top of all the stuff we just told you about, the destinations and where to go and all that kind of good stuff. You guys are running some great specials right now. $150 towards new equipment or a new diver course. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. Right now, if you booked any of our trips from now through the end of the year, get $150 credit towards any dive gear, your local dive ship, dive shop courses you might want to take, like that, and $400 off a couple of trips in both the Turks and Caicos and Bahamas in June.
Nice. All right, we got more where that came from next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Show devoted to diving. Greg, the dive master. Bill, the producer. Single Scott from singlescott.com. And, of course, CJ's hanging out with us this afternoon as well. On the line is Barry. He is doing a bike ride, and he is a diver, a longtime listener. And we want to throw our little support behind his bike ride next week to benefit multiple sclerosis. MS. MS, right?
Multiple sclerosis.
Yes, it's Jerry's kids things, right? That's what it benefits?
Or is Excuse it? Me?
Is that the Jerry Lewis thing or no?
No. Multiple sclerosis attacks anyone, but usually attacks adults.
Yeah, Jerry's kids is MDA.
Oh, MDA. Okay, so right. This is the MS Society, bike ride.
Right.
Yeah, and it's a good thing. You know, Barry's been doing this for a few years, but he's going to ride his bike for 150 miles from, like, Fort Lauderdale, Miami area down to Key Largo and back. So it's an insane thing, so the least we can do is support his cause, I'd say, right?
Well, that is the least we can do, and so we'll do that. So here's the question. When are we going to get your bike shorts for the raffle? Because I understand that our big plan here at Scuba Radio is to raffle off, or is it going to be an auction? I can't remember, but we're going to give somebody an opportunity to own Barry from Pembroke Pines bike shorts after 150 miles.
Now, wait a minute. Mermaid Angela called up. Now, yeah,
she's put in the first bid.
She might have been a little intoxicated, but she said something about making them into a soup.
I guess she wants them without being cleaned, right?
What? No. There would be no point in getting them after they'd been cleaned. That wouldn't even make sense. So when do we get them? And are you going to give us some sort of some way that the person who buys them will know for sure that they're yours and that you wore them for 150 miles?
You know, let's just change this tone of questioning right now, because we're heading down a bike path that could be very scary. And let's just get back on track here. Barry, literally, what are you doing? Go through the process, and then tell us how other people can get involved and support the cause, because it is a really
cool thing.
Buy
Barry's bike shorts.
No. Very simply, we're doing this to raise money for National Multiple Sclerosis Society. They actually have bike tours throughout the country. This is the one that we do in South Florida. There is one done up in North Florida, but that's done in, I think, September or October. It's insanely hot up there during that time of year. So we ride from Miami down to Key Largo, stay at Penny Camp Park overnight, and then ride back the next day. And it's 150 total miles, and we raise money to help support MS research.
All right, yeah, and it is good.
They line dance in the spandex.
Oh, there's going to be 3,200 riders. I believe that this is the largest MS bike ride in the country. I'm not 100% sure, but 3,200 riders in spandex, both men and women. The women always look better in spandex. I don't know why, but they do.
And by the largest, you don't mean the most participants. You mean the largest.
No, you don't. You know what would be impressive next year? Instead, you know, let's scrap the whole bike thing. Okay, Barry? Put on a scuba tank. You know, jump off the coast there in Fort Lauderdale and swim underwater to Key Largo and back. Now that I would be willing to even support stronger than we do now.
What do you think you are, Neil Watson?
Well,
yeah, that's
I'll tell
right.
you what, you know, the bike riding has helped me in a way. I've become a much better diver. My legs have gotten a lot stronger and I'm able to use less air, becoming more physically fit. So it's a good exercise that you guys should get into.
Oh, yeah, way to change the subject, Barry.
Exercise?
Exercise, you know, Mr. Black Belt, is he still doing that, chopping wood?
Heck yeah, chopping wood, absolutely.
Are you a black belt?
No, I'm a deputy black
More
belt.
Of a mage.
Deputy black belt. Black
Barney Fife of black belts.
His wrist has one bullet.
Yeah, that's right. But it's going to be next weekend. If you guys could somehow make it down, it would be great. And also, in May, I believe they're supposed to be sinking a ship down in Key West. Have you talked about that yet?
Absolutely, the Vandenberg. You know, they're planning to sink this. The window is like May 20th to the first week of June. It's already off the coast of Key West right now. And it'll be 10 feet longer than the Spiegel Grove, which is in Key Largo. So they're going to get bragging rights for having the largest artificial reef in the Florida Keys, and I believe that'll be second just to the Oriskany. I want to say it'll be the second or third or there. It's in the like top five artificial reefs in the country, if not the world. It's quite an impressive thing they're planning to pull off there, and of course we're covering that. Matter of fact, we may go down with the ship. They've actually made a call to Scuba Radio. We'll see where that goes and keep you informed right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
We started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportwear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportwear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com. World's first radio show devoted to diving. Yeah, you know, the Vandenberg.
Yes.
What are you laughing?
Go on, nothing. No? Nothing. Nothing. Okay. It's just the strict script, the hours of rehearsal that we do for this program, and what happens.
Yes.
What happens? The music starts playing, and you forget your lines.
No. Mm-hmm. I know exactly what I'm going to say.
All right.
After I'm I ready. Say it.
Yes.
No,
but now the Vandenberg.
The Vandenberg, you know, this is big news in Florida. I don't, you know, I think it's been covered nationally too, but this is big news in
Key West especially.
Yeah, and especially in the dive community, because this will be another world-class dive that you will now be able to do in Florida. And so that you know, we're going to have three of the largest, if not the largest, artificial reefs in the country. Diveable within a day's drive. You know, the Riskany off of Panama Beach, or off Panama City, Pensacola area. And then you got the Spiegel Grove in Key Largo, which is impressive in its own right. Now the Vandenberg off the coast of Key West. Now they haven't sunk it yet. And the plan is, I guess it just got down there like on Thursday afternoon. And they got to do some last minute preparations before they sink it off the coast of Key West. Now, it's going to be interesting. This is going to be big news. You know, will they try a repeat of the Spiegel Grove to get all that extra publicity when the thing went turtle? And all of a sudden, all the newspapers and the nightly news was showing this. It ended up being great publicity for the Spiegel Grove, even though it was a nightmare for the people on site, going, oh, no, what are we going to do? This thing is went... it went upside down, and it's not going to sink the way we wanted it to. Two, three years later, it ended up Hurricane Dennis, flipped it upright, and now it's one of the best.
It's pretty much right where it's supposed to be.
Exactly. So, I'm sure they don't want to repeat that process and get it down right the first way. But still, it's going to be impressive.
Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Pescado Diabolico, the evil god of sharks.
Sharks?
Yep. The story goes that one night when the sea winds moan, old Shark Face will walk upon the land, and all his man-eaters will leave the briny deep and follow him, driving all of us humans back into the sea.
My head is like a flesh to rip my teeth through. Other fish in the sea, but barracudas ain't equal to a half-human predator created by a needle.
And welcome back,
baby, they stare while you sleep.
To the world's first radio show devoted to diving, Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the producer, Sinkin' Scott from SinkinScott.com. I think CJ has hightailed it out of here.
CJ has left the building.
He's left the building. We're in Orlando, Florida, and it's time to check in with our friends from Dominica, one of our favorite places on this planet.
The land of the dominatrix.
I don't think that's the case.
Oh, I'm sorry. I never get to go, so I don't know.
Well, good point. Well, maybe you can join us in July for Dive Fest.
Perhaps Simon, I can.
Simon Walsh from the Dominica Water Sports Association. And what's the name of your operation there, Simon, too?
Yeah, Nature Island Dive.
Yeah, Nature Island Divers, right, is on the line with us, of course, as you can tell. And Simon, Dive Fest in full effect this year. We're coming out there to do a broadcast, hang with the divers. How's it shaping up so far? And what's on the agenda?
Well, the usual fun. We've got the Cavoli Carib Canoe Race, of course, and we've got parties going on, and we've got sea life cameras coming down and doing some seminars. We got photo competitions, lots of tasting of our local beer, which I know you're a heavy fan of that event, which runs all week long.
Yes, that's Cavoli and Carib, right?
Well, Cavoli is our local beer. It's brewed right here on the island, won gold awards and everything, so that's the one that's brewed here.
All Carib right, okay. That's the one we want, then, for sure.
We drink.
Yes.
And by the way, our tagline is definitely not Land of the Dominatrix, so I'd like to clarify that.
Yes. Thank you, Bill.
All right.
This is why you're never invited. You see?
Maybe I get invited to the Land of the Dominatrix, and that's why I don't have time to go to Dominica.
Right.
I'm sure you have a lifelong invitation there, but you're invited to Dominica as well.
Absolutely. Now the dates for Dive Fest are what?
July 10th until the 19th. So we kick off July 10th. It's a Friday night with a big party. And then the next day we do the event where we take all the local kids in the swimming pool for free and let them kind of try it out and see what it's all about.
Yeah, a little discover diving kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah. And then we do discover snorkeling and stuff like that as well, trying to get our local kids involved in the underwater world and get them to see why we're rated so high in the world and everything. And then it goes until the 19th, which is where we take our local Carib canoes and bring all our corporate partners down and have about thousands and thousands of people down here drinking Cavoli on the beach and watching some really fun races out at sea. So a lot of fun events. Although it's Dive Fest, we got a lot of things that are not generated, not around diving itself, you know. So
yeah, it's a great thing to just kind of
seeing you guys down here again.
Oh yeah, I can't wait. As a, you know, we went there a couple years ago, and it was just an amazing place to visit. And well, you know, hold the line. I got more stuff on this coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Being a diver has its rewards, like getting discounts on the latest oceanic gear just for sharing the underwater world with your friends and family. In fact, every time you refer a friend who signs up for a scuba class at an authorized oceanic dealer, each of you will be rewarded with $50 off oceanic gear. There's no limit to the savings you can enjoy. The more you refer, the more you save. Find the oceanic dealer near you and get all the details at oceanicworldwide.com. Reward yourself, reward your friends with oceanic dive gear at oceanicworldwide.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Forespins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Forespins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Forespins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Forespins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Hi, my name is Ravi. I'm from zip-fiji.com.
Oh, my God, I'm twisting around. I'm backwards. Help me! Oh, my God.
You are listening to Scuba Radio.
I'm going to die.
World's first radio show devoted to divers. On a surface interval, don't forget to come ziplining with me.
Woo-hoo!
In the meantime, keep listening to Greg, the Dive Master. He is also a zipline master.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I live!
You survived the zip.
Sir Evie, do you have a change of pants or anything I could...
Oh, no.
Oh, great. That was a unique experience in Fiji. But, I got to say, Fiji and, Dominica are very much the same. And as far as the geography, you go all the way across the planet to go to Fiji, and it's beautiful, don't get me wrong. But I have found that... When I got there, hold on. I found that the land or the landscape of Fiji and Dominica was very similar. Matter of fact, the guy who ran the zip line there in Fiji, he wasn't sure if he wanted to do it in Fiji or Dominica.
Do they have kava?
No, but they have kabuli, which has the same effect. Actually, it'll get you there quicker. So I think the Dominicans are probably a little bit more efficient when it comes to finding a local...
It tastes better than dirty water.
...libation to enjoy. Yes, it does. It definitely tastes better than dirty water. And the kabuli actually is quite tasty. That beer they have there on the island of Dominica is impressive. And once again, Dominica evidently is the most volcanic island on the planet. And yeah, I would have thought that it would have been Fiji or the Hawaiian Islands or someplace like that, but evidently it's Dominica.
Wow!
And when you go up into the mountains on your surface interval, and what?
You're not supposed to go up in the mountains. Well, after the mountains, diving.
It's not. They're not that high.
Oh,
not,
okay.
It's not like the top of Saba.
Oh, all right.
But it is. It does have some mountainous formations or volcanic. Formations that make for a very picturesque landscape, and it has all these hot springs and things like that, and it's an amazing tropical jungle type atmosphere that you see on the Travel Channel, Discovery Channel, that kind of thing. It is truly remarkable.
Sounds like
geography.
Mermaid time.
Yeah. Oh, they're gonna. You know, we're definitely no Mermaid Angela's planning to come on that one. And we may have another mermaid or two. You never know. but it is impressive stuff any way you look at it. And Dive Fest is a perfect example to obviously get in some diving, but to experience a little bit more of the local flavor that the island offers, because they're bringing in all the locals to, you know, experience diving for themselves. That's what Dive Fest is all about. And then they have the folks from, like, Sea Life Cameras for some demos and some other equipment manufacturers and things like that. So it's a really unique opportunity for divers to fly into Dominica for that week and get a little bit more of the local flavor and adventure than just scheduling a regular time, which you'd have a great time on your own anytime you would go to Dominica.
So it's diving, it's fun, it's mermaids, it's hot springs.
It's a Scuba Radio broadcast, exactly. That's what Dive Fest is all about. It's really a step above what you could do if you just scheduled it on your own. So, once again, the dates for that are July, July 10th through the 19th is Dominica Dive Fest. And if you go to the Dominica Water Sports Association webpage, I believe it's DominicaWaterSports.com, is that right? Let's see. Yeah. DominicaWaterSports.com. You can get information on Dive Fest and talk to your local travel agent about joining the adventure that week with us in Dominica. Now, Sky, you're planning to come. You've never been to Dominica, right?
I have not, and I'm looking forward to it.
And you know as much time of you that you have spent with me that I have just raved about Dominica.
You talk about it all the time, and I can't wait to try it out.
Yeah. I mean, not to discount the other places we've been to, but Dominica is very unique. And like I said, Fiji-like, but for folks in Florida, much easier to get to be honest.
How long of a flight is it?
I want to say it's 3 hours tops.
Oh, close.
Okay, do we have, is this Tina or is this Simon?
No, it's Tina.
Tina, how are you doing, Tina?
Pretty good, Greg. How are you today?
Yes, we're going to change gears from Dominica and talk about what we're doing when we come back, which is head to Chicago.
All right.
Why? Well, we're going to kind of bring a little of the Caribbean to your Diver Appreciation Day there, July 26th, right?
That's right. The 26th of July, that's a Sunday, and it goes on from about 7 in the morning till 5 p.m.
Yes, and this is at Hague Quarry, which is it's about an hour drive from Chicago Airport, right?
That's correct. We're 60 miles south of Chicago.
Okay, so 60 miles south of Chicago. So, it's really cool because you're in kind of like this suburban Chicago area. There's suburbia USA where there's a mall and shopping, strip malls and all those kind of things, what you'd see in any city in the country.
Right.
And then you make a turn, drive about, I don't know, 3 miles and turn up this little kind of smaller road. And then it opens up into this massive outdoor park type landscape, and you're at Hague Quarry. It's kind of interesting where it's close to civilization, but you take a turn and you're like out in the middle of nowhere.
You're out in the middle of cornfields.
Yes.
And we've got little tiki huts and flamingos to decorate the place, so you kind of feel like you're in the Caribbean.
Right. They have sand and the whole thing, and they literally make it look like you're on a little Caribbean island in outside Chicago. It's quite unique a place to be.
And well, it's a fun place, and we have a lot of interesting and a variety of fun people that come out to Hague Quarry, and particularly that day. And that day is in memory of my husband, who had started Hague Quarry as a scuba diving place. And this will be our 8th annual Memorial Dive / Diver Appreciation Day. So
nice.
We'll have raffles and we'll have a band playing, and it's just really a good time.
Cool. And we're going to come out there, do a little broadcast, hang with our cold water divers up there outside Chicago. And yeah, we had a great time last year, and I can't wait to come back and just kind of kick it up a notch, Tina.
Well, we're anxious to have you back.
All right. There you go. Tina at Hague Quarry, HagueQuarry.com. Get all the details. And plan on joining us July 26th. It'll be on the heels of our trip to Dominica. So, maybe we'll bring a six-pack or two of Kabuli to the event to kind of even make it even more Caribbean-like. You think? Maybe. It could happen.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Single Scott, Now, Scott, you're going diving next Saturday on the Necton out of Fort Lauderdale, and I'm sure we're going to hear all about it here in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah. Well, if we get a police radio, we'll hear all about it.
Good point. Good point. No,
they have police in Bahamas?
No, they don't. I was just going to say he'll be in international waters, so anything goes, especially in the Bahamas. Let's be real.
Well, and I don't know anybody in the boat, so I can, you know, I won't. How can I get in trouble if you don't find out about it?
Yeah, and you won't be using your real name anyway, right?
That's right.
Single Scott. Try to track that down on the web.
Uh-oh. He's going to be going as Shingle Scott. He's going to tell everybody he's a roofer. Hey, I'm Shingle Scott.
Yes. Maybe. I don't know. But we'll hear all about it. I know you got quite an adventure in store for you. Once again, next week on the big show, we got a couple folks from Divers Alert Network coming into the studio to answer your questions about dive safety. I'm sure they'll be willing to share their knowledge.
In fact, next week we have scheduled the big debate between Greg and I and the folks from Dan. Dive safety, yes or no?
No.
For or against? I am against dive safety.
No, we're not doing that.
I think you're outnumbered.
No, no. Basically, they may be coming in to do a screen test for me.
That'll be nice.
But I was told,
wear that shirt.
I was told I have the gig that I am going to be in the.
You're going to be the dead guy.
I'm going to be a Divers Alert Network. I'm going to be in a Divers Alert Network training video.
Outstanding.
Playing the dead guy or the one who calls for help. I don't know.
That's good.
One or the other. So I'm either dead or alive.
I'm hoping. I got my fingers crossed for the creepy guy standing by the fence at the edge of the one shot by the beach. That's what I'm hoping on.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, maybe. I don't know. But maybe that's what they're coming in to evaluate.
I think if I wear this halter top next week, it'll work.
And well, someone's going to see this.
At least you're wearing a top this week.
That
and
is
make
a nice
you a
change.
Movie star, and you'll never be on the radio again.
Well, hey. I got the
worst
face.
Things have happened to Greg.
We'll see. So I don't know. They're going to. It ought to be an interesting process. I don't think there'll be a couch involved. Since we don't, actually, we have one here. We could pull out the couch and really make this interesting.
Casting couch?
And did I just say that out loud, actually? Really?
I think you did, but that's for the fishing show we have, the casting
couch. Oh,
okay,
okay, yeah, exactly.
Good practice. Fly enough. Fishing.
Ah, that that's kind enough. Of casting.
That's enough nonsense for 1 week. So anyway, join us next time. It'll be fun indeed. Until then, remember, it's always better...
Down where it's wetter.
Good down there, buddy.
All that practice.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.